At Butler Boulevard, there's been a bad accident. It looks like one lane is blocked there. We see a lot of backup there on the traffic cams. And at I-95 South at 8th Street, another pretty serious wreck has two lanes blocked, causing further delay. Mostly sunny today and a high of 72. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Right now, it's 41 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a grand jury probe of school safety in Florida. The latest polls for the Jacksonville mayor's race show Mayor Lenny Curry crushing his opponent Ana Lopez Brochet. And economists say the graduation rate of those attending local community college is extremely low.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
It is the 7 a.m. hour, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Good to have everybody on with us. If you're not, get into the fold. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Got a lot of big debates coming up with our liberal guests and other of those out there at the 8 o'clock hour. At 7:45, I still think we're with the ripoff of the week with Adam Mgiewski from the group OpenTheBooks.com, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers, the latest number on the mayor's race. Do you buy into them? We'll get into that here in just a few moments. Let's get to it. Some of the biggest national news. We'll get to the where it looks like the government shutdown may not happen, but the president says there's still a lot to be determined whether or not he will look at this and what may happen down the road. $22 trillion. Not a million, not a billion, but $22 trillion is the debt that this country is in. And as reported, both parties have not seen and don't care to seem about addressing the problem unless it's a political gathering in order to get support, money, and votes. And how will this affect businesses and the U.S. economy? Fox News' Doug McElway.
It reached a new milestone this week when the public debt surpassed $22 trillion. Where it stops, nobody knows. Beholden to pleasing their respective bases, few politicians are willing to address the hard choices that debt reduction would entail. Higher taxes and less spending. President Trump has criticized the increasing debt under his predecessor. His $1.5 trillion tax cut and military spending have also contributed to the rising debt. Adding to the problem, the debt ceiling. Lawmakers routinely raise it, a short-term fix that exacerbates the long-term problem. Another issue, demographics. Aging baby boomers eating up entitlements with too few young people to pay for them. If interest rates rise rapidly, you've got real problems.
You know, there are so many problems with this. For those on the free market side that I, most of the part, would agree with, think that you can grow your way out of a yearly deficit, yes, but you still have to attract the debt. Can you grow your way out of this? I would differ with some of my free market individuals. The left, well, their idea is to tax all millionaires and billionaires. You might get a few months of the government being fully supported by that. Then where do you go to next? By the way, folks, there is an area I'd like to ask you, a little bit of a trick question. There isn't enough money as far as income, unless you tax everybody, middle class and poor, to go after all the national debt. There's another area where the politicians would love to come after and tax you. What area would that be? Don't answer that.
Okay.
Not yet. I want to leave it to the audience. I want to hear what you have to say. And I'll get to you because Roger will type it here to me in a second. What area is next? What area of what you have or overall would they love to go after next? The other question that has to be asked, what does this go down the road, Roger? If you're paying so much on interest, now you got to think like a business here, even though we know the government does not do that. What about the money that you need to borrow? If you got more money paying interest, you got less money coming in, you got all these other debt services. By the way, we're not even including probably the extra $30 to $40 trillion on top of that for unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, it's a big problem. $22 trillion, and it sounds like a huge amount, and it is. But to put it in perspective, Ed, I ran some quick numbers. Roughly $63,000 for every American to have to cough up, and that includes children as well, to pay off the $22 trillion.
And by the way, I didn't create it, so why do I have to pay for it? But interesting, what if you only make $40,000 a year or $50,000? Medium income's only $63,000. So, I mean, you have to get several loans just to pay that off.
Right.
Even Maddie Doppler from the National Taxpayer Union, she says, look at the Republicans and Democrats. If you want to employ more business and grow your way out, then you need more of a good, sufficient economy. A huge debt does not allow that. And to the Democrats out there, she says, if you want more government programs like your new Green Deal, you won't have the money.
We are careening towards a cliff, and we don't know how to stop ourselves. Now, in some ways, it's alarming but not shocking that politicians have not started to use the national debt as an issue that they actually want to try and tackle. But frankly, if you look into the future, $22 trillion now, but a trillion every year after that, really starts to make a dent. And the reason that politicians should care about this is for both political reasons and realistic ones as well. One is that it destabilizes the future for all Americans. So if you're potentially a Republican or a conservative, who talks a lot about economic opportunity, those opportunities narrow as the debt continues to squeeze out other kinds of investment. But if you're a Democrat and you think the federal government should be spending on a lot of different programs, those priorities will also be undermined by the fact that the debt will take up a greater part of the federal budget.
Now, she brings an interesting point. I think if you're going to try to persuade people, some of them don't understand how free market works, but maybe you should sit back, Roger. And again, I'm just saying as a way to persuade folks, follow the logistics here. That the area would be, hey, if you need government funding of your military, if you need government funding for more Social Security or Medicare, if you need government funding for certain programs of agriculture, whatever position you're at, it becomes less now because now you got to pay more interest on the national debt.
Yeah, and it's a very expensive. How we ended up in this problem in the first place is just beyond me, but that's a lot of money that the government owes.
So the question I'd like to ask you, the audience, is it a scapegoat from the left or right, because some both sides would say, hey, we need a means test, Social Security and Medicare, even though the left wants you to be able to get into the Medicare earlier or the Medicare for all, that'll take care of all the costs, that won't. But is it a true fact, or this is more of a rhetorical question, or is it a scapegoat to sit back and say, well, it's going to really rise, or it's rising now because of the aging population? Well, technically, that would be correct because of Social Security and Medicare, and also state-run Medicaid, which the government also helps pay for. It's not because of the Trump tax cuts. The Trump tax cuts, $1.5 trillion over 10 years, where the government's going to take in more money over the next 10 years, around 30-plus trillion.
Yeah.
So in order to make that solvent, what do? Do you partially privatize? Do you have vouchers for Medicare, partially privatize the Social Security, or do we means test it, allow raising the age from 62 to 65 to 70?
Something is going to have to give, because the government can't continue to rack up this debt and not have the money to pay it down. I believe that entitlements are really right now in the crosshairs, especially Social Security. I think a lot of people who are aging may not get the money they've been putting into the system all these years.
They're still trying to push this Green Deal. Guess how they're trying to push it now? The same way they try to push, Obamacare wasn't popular, but the way they tried to push it was of all the jobs it would create. Remember, Medicaid expansion was promoted, which was a part of Obamacare here in Florida, as a way to create thousands upon thousands of jobs. If that's the case, I think President Trump should use that to build the border wall. But now Democrats are saying ignore the cost of the New Deal. Figure out of all the jobs it will create. CEO of the group, Run for America, David Bernstein.
And to the point that you ask 10 people on the street what the Green New Deal is, 10 people will tell you 10 different things. But what people do support and why this is popular is because people do believe that climate change is a serious national issue, and they do believe that we need to
Is it serious enough to destroy entire industries?
So Charles Payne from the Fox Business News asked this guy, well, is it enough that the new Green Deal will destroy industries? He goes, well, wait a second. It will create new industries, and guess what they model it after?
But it's an opportunity to both grow the economy strategically and rethink the ways we do lots of things in this country. And so people see that as an opportunity. That's where the New Deal terminology comes from.
That's where the New Deal terminology comes from. Now, folks, if you look at your history, if you looked at an overall view without knowing your history, let me start with there. What do you think got us out of the Great Depression? What's the first thing you think of?
World War II.
So let's say that's, for argument's sake, that's the truth. You mean to tell me that the New Deal, by overtaking the agriculture community, by putting more impacts on the financial industry, which is what they did back in the 1930s, you mean to tell me that didn't get me out of the deep? Not recession, the Great Depression?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying on the semantics, I would say World War II. Remember, it got worse underneath FDR before it got better.
Yeah, it's fuzzy math, and it's dishonesty from the politicians. Yes, it will create a lot of new jobs. People building, solar wind farms and people working on solar panels and that sort of thing. But it's also going to kill jobs. So you're going to end up probably having a net break even and maybe even a net loss.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because people will not end up having their coal job anymore, but they'll end up having to help build solar panels.
But hold on. You think You honestly think there will be, and I think there may be an argument for that. You think there will be, as they say, revenue neutral? You think it'll be a net even job loss to job gains?
It will either be break even or possibly some losses in jobs, one of the two.
Well, wait. Do you think
it will create some jobs?
Okay, but will the jobs being lost, will that be suffice for the jobs that they proclaim under a new deal be created for a green new energy or a green new deal?
My thinking either neutral or probably even at a disadvantage, one of the two.
Neutral. Wow. I don't know what those numbers, but
I don't think it's going to pass. I think it's ridiculous.
No, any word about passing. I'm looking at the numbers. You mean to tell me for all the airlines that the jobs could be created through a new deal will suffice all of that? All the cars, the agriculture community, all the jobs that are related to that?
In theory.
Restaurants?
If people stop working at the airlines and they get a job working for a railroad company, that's what's going to end up happening. I'm thinking the politician is dishonest. They're making it appear as if there'll be brand new jobs.
So pilots making high five figures into six figures are going to make more money working, as a train conductor?
That's why I said a net loss or break even. I don't think it's going to be an improvement.
I think it's going to be a major disaster for the economy.
Yeah.
The numbers just, you can't add, if the private sector jobs can add those jobs and the government is going to cost $7 trillion, you think those jobs are going to suffice?
By the way, pilots don't make very much money unless they've been with the airline for zillions of years and only the last 5 to 10 years of their career.
I have some very dear friends who are former pilots now, or airline pilots. They make great money.
They've been there forever, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're still going to trade. What if they haven't been there forever working government jobs? I know people who make government jobs that work six figures.
Yeah, I'm just saying the typical pilot doesn't make very much.
Depending on how long.
Yeah.
What if they've been there for 20 years?
Well, they're probably starting to make some money then.
Oh, they're starting to make some money then. Oh, so all your airline pilots, I know you will probably call me up and disagree. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 222-TALK, 222-8255. So here's a question. Roger believes that if we could go down a new deal, a green new deal, and the government got involved, solar panel, more green type of energy, he thinks it would be, like you ever say, revenue neutral, which means you don't really lose any revenue. He thinks it'll be job loss neutral, that it won't be the job loss, it may be the job that could be lost, more will be created in the back end, or there won't be that bad of a job loss, is what you're thinking.
I think there probably will be some job loss or maybe neutral. I do not believe it'll be job creation where all these new jobs and careers are now being created because we'll end up having job losses at the same time.
But you don't think there'll be that many type of a job loss?
I believe it'll either be break even or probably some loss.
Okay, so would you agree with Roger? You think it'll be break even? The government came in, created a lot of jobs versus jobs being lost. Is Roger correct? Will the new deal cost that many jobs? Or will, if the industry of airline and restaurants, because of the stakes, and coal and gasoline, cars, everything, if those are eliminated, but the government is going to come in and say, we're going to spend $5 to $6 trillion a year to help create jobs, will it even out? Roger thinks it will happen. Here's the question. Can anybody name me a history of where that's proven to be accurate? I was told this the last time a recession hit, that the shovel-ready jobs would be created and unemployment went up. So, like to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. It's pretty interesting. Okay. Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 South at Butler Boulevard, there's an accident. It looks like cars involved are on the left and right side. Left lane is blocked altogether. 95 South at 8th Street, there's a crash. Two lanes are blocked there, and there's lots of backup. And if you're at 295 South at San Jose Boulevard, you'll see an accident there.
The Wright Brothers. Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boater's insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Sunshine today and a high of 72. This evening, partly cloudy and overnight the low 49. Right now, 41 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Fox News poll says the majority of Americans want the government to leave them alone. The national debt hits $22 trillion. Both parties haven't seemed to address the problem. And today marks 1 year since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Broward County.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
So here's a little bit of a trivia question I like to hear from you. Roger, that's a good guess, but no. 222-TALK, I'm not trying to embarrass you, okay. My friend. I just, normally Roger gets the answer correct, but he doesn't say it. He just kind of likes to push it at me. Gets the answer and he types it to me. But 222-TALK, 222-8255, in order to pay off the national debt, the deficit, the Green New Deal, taxes would go up slash, if I can re-ask the question, what area? There's not enough as far as individual taxes. What area next, if politicians, elected leaders, could get their hands on to tax, what area do you think they would go after next? Roger thinks it would be fossil fuels. No. What area? It's a good guess, but what area? I'd like to hear from you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. This area's got lots of money. What area next would you think, if they could get their hands on it, the elected leaders would love to tax you big time? 222-TALK, 222-8255. FloridaPolitics.com has the latest poll out there. Of about 1,027 likely voters, that was conducted, just over the weekend, on Monday?
They actually were citing a St. Pete's poll.
Yeah, St. Pete poll here. So thank you for clarifying on that one. If the election for mayor of Jacksonville were held today, here are the latest numbers. You be the judge whether you buy into this or not. The other two, Jimmy Hill, who's going to come on with us next week, and Omega, you guys don't even register in the polls. Not even close, okay? So I'm not even going to focus on those individuals. Let's talk about the top-tier candidates. Who would they vote for, Lenny Curry or Ana Lopez Broche, Jacksonville City Councilwoman? 57.8% they would vote for Lenny Curry, 19.6% for Ana Lopez Broche. So it would be 58 to 20. Undecided, around 15%. Undecided, around 15%. Do you plan to vote in the upcoming Jacksonville election? 95% of you said yes. Breaking it down by political party. Democrats, Ana Lopez Broche gets 28%. Curry gets 43%. Undecided, around 21-22%. Republicans, Lopez Broche gets around 12%. Curry gets around 75% of the registered Republicans. Roger, I don't know why they're not staying on hold here. Okay?
Yeah, I think we're having some phone issues this morning.
All right.
Okay.
So the independents, Broche gets 19%, Curry gets 54%, undecided is 17%. Among the race issue, whites, Ana Lopez Broche gets 17, Mayor Lenny Curry gets 69, undecided 9%. Those in the black community, Broche gets 25%, Curry gets 38%, undecided 28%. Among men, Broche gets 21.5%. Curry gets 55%. Undecided is around 17. Among females, now, folks, this is for you to decide. Roger, get those. This is for you to decide. Curry's got 60% of the female vote. Lopez Broche's only got 18%. Undecided is 14%. A UNF poll will come out next week to decide more what's going on. What do you guys think about those poll numbers? A 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You're on WBOB. Hey, Jim. All right, Jim can't get on hold. Let's. Who you want to go with next? Yeah, really? Okay. 222-TALK. 222-825. Yeah, some of you emailing me going, when's the UNF poll? It's supposed to come out next week. So the question is what do you buy into the polls or not? Of Anna Lopez Broche or Marilyn Curry? Are you yelling at people over there?
Yeah, they're saying they're having trouble hearing me. Maybe this one guy is, and he keeps hanging up, even though I tell him I'm hearing him fine.
Just get the names.
Hopefully it's just with his phone. So.
Governor Ron DeSantis says that he wants to have a grand jury. He wants to have a grand jury on the probe of school safety here in the state of Florida, WFLA, Avery's Cotton.
Governor Ron DeSantis saying today that his hope for the grand jury is that it will be able to get all the facts from the tragedy and hold those who should be accountable. Family members of those killed in the Parkland school tragedy nearly 1 year ago stood behind Governor Ron DeSantis as he announced his plan to assemble a statewide grand jury. 17 people were killed on Valentine's Day last year as alleged gunman Nicholas Cruz walked onto campus and fired shots. Since then, outrage from parents, teachers, and students for how the school board handled security issues leading up to the shooting and as the tragedy unfolded. In the wake of the tragedy, there have been calls to overturn the school board, hopes of suspension for the Broward school superintendent. Instead, the governor believes this grand jury will be the source of accountability so tragedies like Parkland never happen again.
Before I get to the calls, what issue did you not hear in that report? Gun control. Wait, you mean to tell me that the breakdown wasn't by the school superintendent or by Sheriff Israel? In fact, it's just too many gun-happy people who are running around out there. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, Ed.
Joe, hold on. Can you turn your radio down, brother? I hear an echo.
Yeah, the area that the...
There you go, brother.
Would just love to get their hands on would be the 401ks and the IRAs that everybody has.
You are 100% correct.
Wow. Man, they would have a ball.
You are correct. I mean, that's what they want to go next. I mean, there's how many trillions? I think it's like 14 to 15 trillion in retirement programs. Joe, you nailed it.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like that. Call it right to the point.
That would be horrible. I mean, people are banking their entire financial security when they get old.
Yeah, I mean, the government would love to come after your IRAs, your 401ks. Mm. Remember back in the 2000s when President Obama wanted to come with the MYRA, M-Y-R-A account, where if you couldn't do a good enough job of saving money, they were going to run it for you. I mean, here's an interesting thing. Follow me for a second.
Mm.
If the banks can get 19% from a credit card and turn around and pay you 1%, and by the way, 19% in some cases is low. Sometimes they're charging 25%.
And that doesn't even count the other profit centers, like, you know, reducing your credit limit so they can charge you extra.
You're hung up on that. That has nothing to do with that. I understand why you're doing that. But if the economy, if you can get 12, and you can, I'm just saying, when you look at the overall the stock market, I mean, over the last couple of years, they've gotten 18 to 20%. And the bank can pay you 1%. Isn't that mighty nice of them?
Yeah.
Well, if the government can invest into the American economy, and let's say they can get 10%, and they want to manage your money, but yet they're going to maybe give you a 1.5%, 2% rate of return on it, of course they want to be your financial advisor.
Yeah.
222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 South at Butler Boulevard, there's an accident blocking the left lane. 95 South at 8th Street, a bad accident. Two lanes are blocked. Lots of police are on the scene there. And if you're at 295 South at San Jose Boulevard, we're looking at another wreck.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Plenty of sunshine today and a high of 72. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 49. 41 now at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
How this school district here and other school districts have handled money for security, have handled all of these issues that impact the safety of our schools.
As today marks the one-year remembrance of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, a major massacre that took place on Valentine's Day last year, what have we learned from this? According to many of you emailing me this morning, we haven't learned enough about so much of a gun-happy culture. Many of you have been emailing me saying, too many guns out there. Really? That was the problem of the shooting out there? Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says that's not enough. He's calling for a grand jury probe, not just of that, but Duval County, all you other surrounding counties here in Florida that listen to the show that were picked up in those areas. He says, I'm going to do a statewide grand jury probe on all of the school safety programs here in the state of Florida. He says, I want to know whether school districts are complying with the mandatory safety measures designed to protect students. He's ordered the Department of Education in Florida to give sheriffs another chance to ask money to carry out the school guardian program, which allows certain school personnel to be armed. Now, the school districts can make up their mind whether or not they want that or not. Some would agree, some would disagree. Many counties have declined to take part in that program, leaving the money unspent. So he's got this executive order also to require the education department to conduct an audit in all of the schools, even here in Duval County, to identify school-based disciplinary diversion programs such as the PROMISE program that was used in Broward. So for those schools out there, here's the question. Should they be mandated that they must arm all school teachers, or should this be left to the local school board to decide?
Yeah, that's a question. Whether or not you want to have the local people who are elected by that county,
right,
have that school board decide, or should Tallahassee decide? But again, when it comes to the safety of the kids, that should be paramount.
And so he says he's going to audit to make sure that the money's being properly spent. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Again, 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is what the left said right after the school shooting.
Well, the state is sad. America is a gun-happy country. And I think there are many of us in growing numbers that don't want a gun-happy country. Guns have their place. I don't have a problem if they're used properly. But what I have seen over the decades is a growth of substantial improper use of weapons.
So that was the problem for the shooting. It was an improper use of a gun. They're calling for more gun control. The liberals emailing me this morning are saying that we're not really focusing on the problem of last year's shooting. I'd like to hear what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that it's been fashioned into legislation, the House and the Senate will be voting on a proposed budget and border security plan. It could avert another partial government shutdown tomorrow. President Trump isn't happy with the amount of money included for a border wall, but indicates he may sign the bill anyway. And he vows that one way or another, the wall will be built. A time of quiet remembrance in a South Florida community, scene of a high school massacre 1 year ago. 14 students, 3 staffers killed in the shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has told a Mideast security conference in Warsaw that Iran is at the root of so much of the unrest in the volatile region. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 100 points, S&P futures 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. I-295 South Butler Boulevard. There's an accident. One lane is blocked. There's generally a lot of backup there. 95 South at 8th Street, a pretty bad accident, has 2 lanes blocked. Lots of police, road rangers all on the scene there. Plan on delays if you go that way. And 295 South at San Jose Boulevard, there's another wreck on the right side of the highway. Mostly sunny today, high 72. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Right now, it is 41 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The latest polls for the Jacksonville mayor's race show Mayor Lenny Curry crushing his opponent, Ana Lopez Brochet. Economists say the graduation rate of those attending a local community college is extremely low. And Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a grand jury probe of school safety in Florida.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
So that, 32 minutes after the hour, that St. Pete poll that came out, the other two are not even at 4%.
Right.
Why are we even giving them the time of the day then to have them come on the radio? And they're not even registering above 8% or 10%.
Well, maybe they need to get a little exposure. People know where they stand. Maybe
they want a free writer off of me. They don't want to pay for any advertising, but they all want free writers.
That may be the case. What makes this poll so interesting is that this exceeds the 50% plus one vote threshold, which means that if the election were held today, Curry would win without the need of a runoff.
I think that's what he wants.
Yeah.
I think that's what Curry and the boys is what's being described as his consultants. I don't think it's a little bit of a put down. I don't know. But anyways, that's what they want. And yet, I don't have a problem with some of you that can't even get 4%, because I'm going to tell you right now, you will not get any free rides on this radio show. You think I'm rough on Democrats? Some of the Republicans come on? You will not. This is not professional wrestling. We won't be prearranged. You know, I'm very critical of those on my side of the aisle as well. You've got to be when you want to have the credibility factor. If you had a $22 trillion debt, you blame it all on President Obama? You can't. I mean, he really increased it, combined all the presidents out there together. But Trump, I mean, got to do something about the spending out there. 33 minutes after the hour, coming up in a few moments, the ripoff of the week. With our friend from OpenTheBooks.com, Adam Andrzejewski, of course, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Big debate going on today whether or not the president's going to sign a vertical government shutdown. Many people think he will sign the bill, but there's a new idea now being promoted that maybe the president should wait a week, sign a temporary continuing resolution. Fox News' John Roberts.
And now we're running up against this deadline, and there is now a suggestion floated by the House Freedom Caucus, and I believe it's one that the White House supports, for another temporary spending measure, a week, maybe a little bit more than that, to give everybody from the White House to members of Congress time to take a good long look at what's in this bill, because it's going to run at least hundreds, if not thousands, of pages. Now, the president is not happy with a number of things in this bill. First among them, the fact that he's only getting $1.375 billion for the border wall. But according to White House officials, he has got plenty of other things in the bill that he is not happy with, though the president was declared.
All right, wait. Here's my question. This is a continuing resolution primarily based on border security, correct?
Okay.
Yeah. Why is it 1,160 pages long? Can somebody tell me that? Why is it that long? But according to Mike Emanuel, border security, border barriers, people support the president on.
A new Fox poll reveals 66% of Americans favor a budget deal that includes funding for some form of a border barrier, plus other security measures and humanitarian relief. Allies of President Trump say he does not need to settle for just the $1.375 billion in this border security deal. Many here expect the president will likely take executive action right after signing the bill to move money around. There are clearly grumbles from conservatives who don't love this bipartisan package, but Democrats are the majority in the House, and I'm told their side feels confident it will pass.
Now, here's the question. $25 billion to $5 billion, now to $1.3. If you're a liberal, are you satisfied? You know what? Don't even take that anymore. If you're a liberal, are you satisfied with this? If you're a conservative, are you satisfied with this? At 222-TALK, 222-8255.
We haven't gotten it yet. We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines, because you could have that. You know, it's been known to happen before.
It has, and for now there's a lot of support. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat, calling for her lawmakers to support the compromise.
I support the bill for what is in it. Don't judge it for what is not in it.
Wait. Don't judge it for what's in it. Don't judge it for what's not in it. Doesn't that remind me of hey, we need to pass Obamacare. In order to find out what's in the bill, we have to pass the bill.
You're talking about 1,100 pages worth of bill.
It's 1,160 flipping pages.
Are any of our congressmen actually going to take time to read that? Come on.
Well, here's my question. How do you expect the president and everybody to agree 2 days before a government shutdown to read the whole thing?
Yeah, there's no
way. Want to pass a temporary continuing resolution for about a week and then find out what's going on?
It makes you wonder who actually wrote that bill. Certainly it wasn't the congressmen.
Those sides wrote the bill.
They don't have time to write War and Peace, at least not one. Maybe give a chapter to each person. I don't know.
Fox Business News' Charles Payne says, hey, there's a new idea and help to pay for the border wall out there.
And drug lord El Chapo is facing prison for life. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says, let's fund the border wall once and for all. How? By taking the $14 billion in drug profits and other assets tied to the drug kingpin. But would that work?
Yeah, would it work? Texas Senator Ted Cruz says his idea would work.
What the El Chapo Act does is real simple. It takes the money, the billions that El Chapo made crossing the border illegally, and it takes that $14 billion and it uses it to pay for the wall.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
I think it would save
taxpayers' money.
A brilliant idea. And then guess what? Mexico technically pays for it.
I was just going to say, he's technically not Mexico. Somebody's paid for it. Yeah. So anyway.
Kudos to Ted Cruz.
222-TALK, 222-8255. Another big question is when we talk about education, here's the question. By the way, can I ask a question? If we can't afford $1.3 billion for the border wall, according to the left, then how is it we're able to afford $7 trillion a year for a new Green New Deal?
You know what? It can be afforded. The politicians on the left simply don't want to, and that's probably just their excuse.
When it comes to the issue of education, free college education, all the Green Deal, all the things the left talks about how they want to support, the issue of free education is always a hot issue. Author and economist Richard Vedder says, if you look at this, if the left wants to play this class envy that wealthy people should be not given tax breaks, should be and actually have taxes increased on them, he kind of brings an interesting point. He goes, if you notice the kids that are getting BA degrees, when they do the statistics, are coming from very well-off families.
Well, first of all, we in economics say there's no free lunches. I would say there's no free college. Someone is paying for college. And I'm a little surprised in a way at some of the Democrats for pushing free college, particularly if they're talking about four-year colleges.
Right.
Because most of the people who go to college, to four-year colleges getting bachelor's degrees, come from relatively well-off families. How are you going to pay for this? Here we have a government that has the better part of $1 trillion deficit in a period of 4% or less than 4% unemployment. Crazy. We've never had anything like this before. We're our national debt is over 100%. The gross national debt's over 100% of our...
You know, he's almost kind of like he's making an argument that we can't afford it because of all the money that's coming in. But here's the other thing he points out. He says, for those attending a local community college that gets government funded, not the college, but the individual getting a loan, look at the graduation rates. They're around only less than 50% are actually graduating.
GDP right now. We're getting up there. We're not at the Greece level yet, but we're kind of moving in that direction. We've got to put some limits on what we do as a nation, and giving away college to rich kids or even to middle-income kids isn't doing any good. It's not doing some of the kids good. You know, Paul, you know what the average graduation rate is for most community colleges? Well, it's under 30-40%.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
under 30-40%. The question is, if they're not graduating, why? Number two, if they're not doing, are they just dropping out? Are they not passing? I mean, the question is, why are we taking, if you're going to take a few courses, the amount of money that you should get should be very limited. Kind of like a bank wants to loan you money. You say, well, I need $10,000 to get out of debt, but you're asking for 20? If you're only taking a few college credits, you shouldn't be able to, some would say, maybe you should not be able to get fully funded then just for a two-year college.
Well, the funding is 1 year, one semester at a time, and it's possible that they're only going to be funded for the time that they're there. Their whole goal was never to graduate from a community college, but maybe spend their first year there and then transfer to a traditional university.
Really?
That's probably skewing the numbers.
Who's skewing the numbers?
Well, this report. To say that, you know, not everyone...
Maybe you're skewing the numbers. How do you know that everybody individual thinks that way? They go to a two-year college.
Most people that I know who attend a community college don't go there with the intention of graduating from there. They go there with the intention of getting the preliminaries out of the way and then transferring.
So transferring to another college?
Yes.
Okay, but they still want to graduate.
They want to graduate, but not from the community college.
I understand that, but they still want to go to that college. The point that I'm getting at, if the preliminaries only take a few credit courses, then why should they get, if the courses are going to cost $500, then why do you need a loan for $1,000?
Who says they're getting $1,000 loans?
Well, that's exactly what I'm asking. They are getting the full loans if they're going to a college campus. Tell me somebody's getting a partial loan.
I'm not sure if someone gets a loan right up front for all 2 years at a
community
college.
You are going to a college. Okay, let's say you get a year, but you only plan to take a few courses.
Okay.
Then why should you get the whole amount that though you were attending the full year at all the amount of college courses you claim you're going to take?
I think you're assuming that they're being funded for more than they're actually
taking.
I'm not
doing anything different than what you're doing. You're assuming they're only going 1 year instead of 2 years. I know a lot of people that go for the 2 years.
Okay.
And then go to another course. I don't know all these people you're talking with, but I will tell you this right now. My point is, if they're only taking a few college courses, and the courses themselves, I'm using small numbers, and if the college courses are only worth $600, why are they applying for a loan for only $1,000? I'm giving you raw numbers here, lower numbers. If the college course and your parameters of taking the school courses and the credits and the test. And we're not talking room and board. Let's say just hypothetically it was going to cost you $1,000. That's for the whole, but you're only taking a few courses that equaled about $500. Then why are you asking for the full $1,000?
Yeah, my experience.
That's what I'm getting at.
My experience has been, and with kids going to college, the student loan office does not give you money exceeding the amount of money that you need for that particular term. So you don't get more money up front for courses
then
you don't take.
Then you're not being honest with the school counselor or the HR then. If you want a full amount of money, but you're only going to take a few courses.
You don't
courses,
have to be honest. They have the records of what classes you're signed up for.
That's my point. So if you own, then why should you be able to apply for a full amount of money then?
Because what's your definition of full amount of money?
If you want a loan, if the government says you're whatever up to $10,000, but your class and course is only worth $5,000, why should you get a loan of $10,000?
They don't allow you to apply for that loan. They want to know the cost. And you have to give them that information that's verified from the registrar's office.
That's right.
And then they don't authorize it for more. You're assuming they're getting more money than the courses cost.
You have said that only a few people take preliminary costs. If you can go to college and take a few credits that you can pay for your own. If that is what you want to do, then why are you applying for a loan?
Well, that's
I did that. I pay for my own. I want to take a few college courses. So what I'm saying is that they're only taking a few college courses.
Okay.
Why are they applying for loan money?
I don't believe anyone's taking college courses and applying for loans of courses they aren't taking at all.
No. Oh, you get extra money for rent, board, and your college tuition. Do you not? That's money the government loans you, correct? Yes.
Okay.
What I am at, man, is it's not rocket science, Roger. You know what? Somebody tell me where I'm wrong or am I right. If you're only going to take a few college credits, you could pay for that out of your own pocket.
Okay.
Why are you applying for a college loan if you have no intention of graduating? I'll hear from the audience at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 South at Butler Boulevard, there's an accident, left lane block there at I-95 South at 8th Street. Another accident has a couple of lanes blocked, and 295 South at San Jose Boulevard. We see another crash on the highway.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Sunny today and a high of 72. This evening will be partly cloudy with a low of 49. Right now, it is 40 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Today marks 1 year since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Broward County. A Fox News poll says the majority of Americans want the government to leave them alone. And the national debt hits $22 trillion, but both parties haven't seemed to address the problem.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
Before we go to Adam, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning. The answer to your question about these college loans and everything is that it's the second biggest scam in the country behind claiming somebody else's child for your tax credit on your tax returns. Ah. But what happens is that the students will sign up for a full course load. They will use that registration to get the loan, and then they will get the loan, and the check is made out in their name. Then
right.
They never go to the classes. So, you know, and this was, you know, maybe 10 years ago when they weren't going after people for, you know, college loans and to have them pay them back and they didn't care. And even Obama was figuring that they would forgive college loans, fabulous stuff like that. So that's basically what it was. And that's why nobody's graduating and nobody's paying back loans.
Jim, thank you for clarifying that. Let's go to James. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Morning, Ed. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love hey, you too, brother.
Federal student loans, when it comes to it, I think it's a giant waste of taxpayer money when the federal government is backing it. They should do it like anything else. If you're going to get a federal student loan, they should only give a loan in a job market that's hiring, like anything in the STEM category, science, technology, engineering, and math, where they're going to get a return on investment. I don't think the government should be in the business of giving out federal student loans when the if they're going to go for a liberal arts degree or basket weaving or yeah. some other gender studies degree when there's no return on investment.
I'm with you. My point, yeah. maybe we need to have like they do your check your credit score. Are you going to class? No. Then where are you yanking the money?
Well, here's the thing. Student loans, if I'm not mistaken, are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So they're going to have to pay that back eventually, and they'll take their tax refunds till they'll die.
But why should I wait that long, whether they're going to do it or not? Well, the bottom line is that they're not going to class. They should not be getting the money. And if they only plan of going for a couple of courses, I know that everybody does that, Roger. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking is if you're going for a few courses, and a lot of kids do that. I just want to take a few courses. Then you should maybe, if you're going to get a loan, get the loan for the amount that they deem should be the cost, not a full-blown amount. That's all I'm getting.
My only question was, were they including everyone who was never planning on graduating from the community college in the first place in their numbers when they talked about the poor graduation
rate?
What about his, listen,
I'll tell you right now, Lisa Marie Winslow from Kaiser University, 40% of major colleges, they just drop out.
Yeah.
They just drop out. Adam Andrzejewski, who's covered this issue a whole lot, is a Forbes.com columnist, but he's also the CEO and president of OpenTheBooks.com. We call this the Rip-Off of the Week, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers at three locations at San Marco, Ponte Vedra, and the Avondales. Again, go to UnderwoodJewelers.com. Adam, what is the latest this week for the Rip-Off of the Week?
So back in 2016, and we've covered this extensively on your program, Ed, we did an oversight report of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment purchased by non-defense, non-military, rank-and-file agencies of the federal government. So this led to Troy Gowdy and Mark Meadows mandating that the Government Accountability Office confirm or deny our findings. They finally came out with their report. It took them a year and a half. It's 86 pages. It's very comprehensive. And they confirmed that the number of federal officers with arrest and firearm authority now exceeds 200,000 of those officers. That number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 180,000.
Wow.
They also confirmed our top line number that these agencies, over a six-year period, spent $1.5 billion on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. And they also took a look at Health and Human Services, the EPA, the IRS, and the VA.
And Adam, I know you guys are the numbers. You don't come across as a reporter, but I have to ask you the question of all the people that are listening. What was the reasoning why for these agencies to have all this ammunition and those armed with guns?
Well, to the president's credit, last June, in his reorganizing the federal government, he would take away arrest and firearm authority from traditional regulatory paper-pushing agencies like the IRS, like Health and Human Services, like the EPA, and on down the line, and return that to where it should be over at the U.S. Marshals Service. Just to put this in perspective, Ed, at the IRS, they have, according to this official report now, nearly 5,000 firearms, including submachine guns, 500 rifles, 600 shotguns, 3,300 pistols. They've got 15 submachine guns, and in inventory, they have over 5 million bullets at the IRS.
Again, I'm trying to find out what was their reasoning why.
Well, you're running that commercial about, do you fear the IRS, pay your taxes, and I guess we've got a lot more reasons for that than we ever imagined.
Adam, how long has this been going on?
Well, this has been going on at the IRS for a long time, through the Department of Treasury, all the way back to Al Capone, actually. So the IRS is going to make the argument that it's a dangerous world. They go after dangerous criminals, and they need submachine guns. You know, we litigated this on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal back in 2016 in an op-ed called "Why Does the IRS Need Guns?" And we think that the IRS should not have this power.
And what is the cost of the taxpayer one more time?
$1.5 billion over the course of the last 6 years went into guns, ammunition, tactical, and military equipment outside of the DOD, outside of the Pentagon, in 20 large federal agencies.
Incredible. Listen, I was over with a bunch of calls and breaks, but Adam, great reporting, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great.
All right, Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. That was a fascinating story when we broke this a couple of years ago. Government agencies?
Mm.
More people being armed? For what reason? Oh, it's a takeover, right? Nah, it's not a takeover, but...
yeah. Black helicopters.
Yeah. Why'd it have to be black, Roger? Anyway, I know. That's what they are. They're black helicopters. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. The Rip-Off of the Week, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations at underwoodjewelers.com. Avondale's, San Marco, and Ponte Vedra. That's underwoodjewelers.com.
And if you're at I-295 South at Butler Boulevard this morning, there's a wreck blocking the left lane, causing backup. 95 South at 8th Street, bad accident. Two lanes are blocked. People are now being encouraged, if you can, take Main Street instead if you go that way. 295 South at San Jose Boulevard, a crash. And 95 South at Gulf Air, another accident there this morning.
Jobs, the TBA vote will test President Trump's pro-coal policy. Levi Strauss hoping to raise millions in its IPO, and January's producer price index today. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
A vote by the Tennessee Valley Authority set to test President Trump's vow to save the coal industry. The TVA recommended closing a coal-fired Kentucky plant, but the president, declaring coal is an important part of America's energy, asking them to give serious consideration to all factors before voting. Jeans manufacturer Levi Strauss hoping to raise $100 million through an IPO. Levi officials have not yet revealed the price or the number of shares to be offered, but they're counting on their iconic image to attract some investors. Economic reports today include January's producer price index from the Labor Department and the weekly update on mortgage interest rates from Freddie Mac. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Plenty of sunshine today and a high of 72. This evening, partly cloudy, 49 will be the low. And right now, it's 40 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
The full hour with our panel discussion. We're going to be taking your calls on the mayor's race. A year later is the Parkland shooting. The left says, well, we're not focused enough on gun control. This whole thing by DeSantis and Rick Scott's a joke about school security. Less guns is more the answer. That's what they're saying. We'll have this big debate coming up next, plus the mayor's race, the latest polls. What do you think? 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is Talk Radio WBOB.